Bill, what have you seen from Don Terry Poe as kind of he develops over the past few years as a nose tackle?
Yeah, very good player. Plays very low to the ground. Very smart player, understands blocking schemes, really good in the passing game. You know, those guys have given us a problem just as much as the outside guys. So it's a big challenge for our offensive line.
You said,
Bill, I know you.
You said,
Go ahead, sir.
You said,
here we go, my dinner table again when I was growing up. Two older brothers, mom and dad.
You said Clowney is very smart and he really understands football. Do you think him being injured helped him? I mean, that's the only thing he could do while he was out. Do you think that helped develop that a little bit?
Well, I mean, he was in the meetings a lot and while he was out. But I think there's no substitute for actually being out there and doing it. And that's kind of what I meant the other day when I said the fact that he's been out there every day, we're able to apply his knowledge of football by doing different things with him because he's out there every day. So, you know, he was in the meetings. Mike tests those guys hard in those meetings, and I'm sure he did a good job there. But I think it's more about being out there.
Bill, you talked about Kevin Johnson before, and here he is, first-round draft pick, playing gunner position. He and Charles James, do they have some crazy chemistry going there, or what on special teams?
Yeah, it's Charles James, A.J. Boye, Kevin Johnson. You know, that's as a coach, that to me is a premier position in the NFL. I know that sounds crazy, but to be a good gunner in our league is a very, very important part of how teams attack other teams as far as punt coverage. So, you know, we're really glad that we have those guys in those roles because they're really good at it.
Does Larry push for those?
Larry, I know what you're asking, and I can tell you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Larry pushes for everything. Larry wants everybody involved in special teams, and that's really a good thing.
Coach, what makes Travis Kelce such a difficult matchup?
Well, he's a strong player. He's got good height, good range, good catch radius. He's very instinctive. He understands coverage. He's a competitor. And he's got really good hands. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, this guy's one of the better tight ends in the league.
Lamar Miller said this offseason, you said to him, get ready, you're going to get a lot of carries. Why did you think it was important to, like, warn him about that, so to speak?
I mean, I don't really like to beat around the bush with any player. You know, I try the best I can to be as direct as I can with each player as to what their role might be. And sometimes the roles are developed over time, but I knew that when he got here, that he was going to probably have a chance to carry the ball a lot. And he did a lot in the first game. I don't know if he'll carry it like that in every game, but we felt like the first game, the way the game went, that's what the amount of carries that he had, that's what the game required, you know. So, but he was up to the task.
Did you feel like you had to tell him because he had to prepare his body in some way, shape, or form, or mentally?
Sure, no doubt about it. I mean, I think when you play that position in our offense in Houston, you know, where you have to train your body to get ready for the heat and training camp and the way that we practice and things like that. I definitely think that's part of the message.
Well, Braxton Miller was talking about the adjustment he's making at the slot position with sometimes a defensive end walking out on him to try to get a jam and then another guy being there to cover him. He says, hey, they must have watched him in the preseason a little bit. What have you seen from him in terms of
– they must have watched him in the preseason a little bit?
That was his comment. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think he needs to just worry about trying to get ready for the Chiefs. I think every team's going to play us different. I'm not sure that they're watching him too much until he actually goes out there and, you know what I mean, has a big game. And I think they're watching Hopkins. So my point is, like, these rookies, like, they need to, like, just kind of say, yes, Aaron, I'm getting ready for the Chiefs, if you know what I mean. I'm kidding.
You talked about Izzo.
Yeah.
Obviously, you wouldn't be where you are without your position coaches. You haven't been afraid to fire guys. If you have to fire them, what kind of role are they playing? We ask you about the players all the time, but what about your position coaches, not to mention your coordinators?
We have a very strong coaching staff. I have a lot of trust in these guys. They work extremely hard, John. These guys are in the building early. They stay late. They're trying to do whatever it takes to help their players go out there and play well. They're team guys. They're guys that I think we're lucky to have. You know, I think we're lucky to have from the coordinators, Romeo, George, Larry, through all the position coaches, you know, every single one. You know, we had position coaches last night looking at different things, doing different projects for George and I, for Rack, for Larry, that are very, very helpful on game day. And so I think this is a very strong staff.
Bill, each game takes on its own narrative, but last game you had 35 carries and I believe 35 passes. Is that kind of the blueprint of what you want to see?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you go into a game, you're trying to figure out what's best to beat that team. And, you know, obviously I've been in situations where you threw the ball 60 times and you were an empty, you know, 55 of those times because you felt like that was the best matchup. And then other games where it was balanced like it was the last weekend, or other games where you ran the ball, you know, maybe 40 times and you only threw the ball, let's just say, 35 times. So it just kind of depends on the game. I don't think any time we go into a game we're saying, hey, look, George, you know, we better come out of this game 50-50, run to pass. I think it's more about what's the best thing for us to go out and try to win this game.
Bill, Jeff Allen was limited yesterday in practice, saw him off on the bike today. Any concern that he may or may not play this weekend?
I think he'll be ready to go. Yeah, I think he'll be ready to go. He's been involved in the jog-throughs and things like that, so I think he'll be listed as maybe limited. I don't know the new listings, but I think it would be limited. He would fall under the category of limited and be probably ready to go on Sunday.
I don't think
he's going to miss this game.
What's the most difficult part about preparing for an Andy Reid offense? Seems like misdirection is such a big thing with him, especially, you know, getting Travis Kelce open in some of the games last season against you guys.
Very, very difficult coach to prepare for. Beginning of the game, does a great job of calling plays. End of the half, does a great job of calling plays. End of the game, I mean, you know, Coach Reid's been doing it for a long time, a lot longer than me. Very, very good coach, and it's a big challenge. You know, our coaching staff has to be up to that challenge. You know, we know that they're well coached, and he does a good job of calling plays, no doubt about it.